Yes. We're just going to keep it moving. We're not going to think about last year. We're thinking about this year. We're thinking about January. We're thinking about the last few weeks or the last few days of January and into February. We're going to keep asking and doing all of that deep work. We're going to keep asking ourselves, what the fuck is wrong with me? All right. Just thinking back throughout my life and watching people today interact with each other, we really suffer from a lack of boundaries. We suffer from a lack of boundaries because we come from a place of scarcity. We really, really think that people are irreplaceable. And to be honest with you, I used to think that most people are replaceable. However, I'm going to go back on that because some people aren't. You just have to find another person that most people are not replaceable in your life. Let's just be honest here because, like, you know, there's not going to be many opportunities to know somebody so deeply or know somebody for so long that you've built a proper connection with them. There's not many opportunities in life, and I'm going to tell you that right now because the older you get, the less friends you have, more people fall off, your relationships start falling apart because everybody has different priorities. Very rarely will people stay on board your train. And that's okay. But for the ones that actually have stayed on your train, there was a relationship built there based off of respect, mutual respect, and also having healthy boundaries. And I just want to talk about that today. I think I want to talk about that for the first segment. Having healthy boundaries is golden. Is a great place to be in a relationship. In any relationship, healthy boundaries helps everybody feel secure in their place in that relationship. And if you'd like to argue with me on that, no problem. Get at me. Go on my Instagram. Holler at me, okay? We can talk about that. Here's the problem. When people set boundaries, they don't set it or they don't put it out there from their own perspective. They take it from another person's like boundaries, and like they think that maybe it sounds good and it fits into their life. But the problem is what works for other people might not necessarily work for you. So you really have to fine-tune your boundaries. You have to know exactly what they are and why you don't like them. Does it come from an insecure place? Does it come from, an abandonment issue that you have? You have to have ethics when dealing with people. You can't just impose your will on other people. That's not a relationship. You're relating to people. You are not the king and they're not the subject. Relating to somebody's difficult, man. It's difficult because it takes a fight. It's like a dance that you guys do for the length of a certain relationship. It's a fine dance. Nothing is ever black and white, and that's one of the things that I've really looked at in terms of my boundaries. Nothing is black and white. However, there are some things that shouldn't be negotiated. Okay? And I'm just going to bring it to friends and girlfriends. All right? Loyalty should never be negotiated. Okay? Now, if something like that happens, if you feel like you've been betrayed by a friend or a girlfriend, it's already too late. Right? those conversations should come up as part of normal conversation. Okay? Now, say most guys hate the fact that their girlfriend goes to a club with her girlfriends because intrinsically they know the club is a meat market. If you go there, your girl's showing her stuff off. Why would you, as a woman, think about it logically. As a woman, when you go to a club, you want to look your best. And your best, it sounds sexist, but I don't care. Your best, looking your best involves you getting dolled up, looking like a baddie. Titties out. Legs showing. It's just what it is. I'm not hating. Cool. You should be looking good. If you're my woman, you should represent me well. Like, damn, that's that guy's girl. She's fire. That's part of the game, okay? A lot of guys would take it to this point. And I've done this too. I'm guilty of it. So I'm not just sitting on my high horse, all right? They'll look at their girlfriend and understand that she's going out with her girlfriends to a club. Her girlfriends might be hoes. And they would just go off on their girlfriend, making it obvious that there's an insecurity there. Okay? Here's how you deal with that properly. You tell them, you can do whatever you want. It's not a problem for me. But over here, doing these kind of things will not be tolerated. And let them decide. But you have to stand on your square. If you believe a certain thing, and you believe that that's essential to a respectful relationship, you have to stand on that. You can't just let it happen and then, oh, be mad, pretend to be mad. No, it's not about anger. Because relationships are not unconditional. They're conditional. You fulfill certain conditions to be in that relationship, and that person has certain conditions that they have to fulfill to be in that relationship. And those conditions have to be put out there through normal conversation. This is why you got to talk to the person you're in relationship with, a friend or a girlfriend, man. Start talking. Start having conversations. Get to know somebody even before you enter the relationship. It's a crazy concept, I know. You just look at a pretty face, you look at her body, she mad thick, and you just want to hit. I understand, I've been there before. That's why I always say, think with your big head instead of your little head. I mean, it's fun thinking with that guy. It's fun thinking with that guy because most of the time, you get what you want. But the delay the gratification because there's a headache that comes with just following your other head. Delay your gratification. Delay the want for that instant gratification. It's all the same anyways, man. It's all pointless. The best relationships that I've ever had were the ones that we spoke about the boundaries and the boundaries were never crossed. Excuse me. The time just ran out for that relationship. And that was just the end of it. Those were the best relationships that I've ever had. So you put out the boundaries. First of all, wait, let's go back. You figure out what your boundaries are to you. Not from anybody else, not from any external force. Something that's in you that if you thought about it, if something happened to you that way, to you, how you would feel. If it would feel like you know, it would irk you. It would make you feel really angry and you don't want to be angry. That's a personal boundary. Right? You put it out there. You put it out there and see what they say. If you guys can't align those things together, then you shouldn't be together. Anyways, moving forward. If that boundary is reached and crossed, do not go with emotion. Try your hardest and your best to not be emotional when that thing happens. Because it's so easy to be offended. It's hard to be logical, but it's also the most beneficial. If that thing happens, express the disappointment and enforce that boundary. And let them go. Why? Because self-respect is more important than anybody else. Your dignity is more important than anything else. Enforce that boundary and let them go. Now, what other principles come into play after that is the idea of forgiveness and reconciliation. I'm not telling you to be ruthless with your boundaries. If you have a proper conversation about your boundaries, one conversation is enough. And they should correct their behavior. But if they constantly do it, it's time to cut them off. Because you've given enough chances. Three strikes and you're out. Right? Three strikes and you're out. Before, I would have told you one strike and they're out. But as I get older, my patience has gotten a little bit more. I have longer patience now. But less tolerance for the bullshit. You understand, you got to understand that people are still trying to find themselves at a certain age. Even the ones that are like past 30, people are still trying to find out who they are. And you got to give grace for that. Because you're not perfect. Nobody is. Nobody is. So understand what your actual boundaries are. Let that be known logically, without emotion, and stand on that those boundaries without trying to control that other person. Because again, you have to allow people to choose. You cannot force somebody to cross your boundaries. You have to allow them to choose to not go to that place. Okay? They're going to choose either way. It's your choice to give yourself that kind of anxiety. So just chill out. Allow those things to be known. Allow people to make that decision. And then respect that decision. But also, above all, respect yourself. Done. So the next thing I want to talk about is iron sharpens iron. That idea. Okay, here we go. Iron sharpens iron is a thing that has been said throughout almost all of the martial arts that I've ever taken, especially judo and Muay Thai, that I've taken for any length of time. I've been in judo and I've been doing Muay Thai for many, many years. Judo since the early 90s, and I'm old as fuck. Iron sharpens iron. What the hell does that mean? Because logically, iron doesn't sharpen iron. Actually, iron dulls iron. The only thing that's... I don't even know what's compared to that. And I don't have the time or brain capacity right now to even think of something better. Iron sharpens iron sounds amazing. Okay? Let's go off of that premise. Iron sharpens iron is that... You cannot be a soldier and be fine-tuned to your art if you're around other people that aren't as hard as you. Around other pieces of iron, other warriors, other people on your level. You have to practice with people that are better than you. You have to engage with people that are better than you, smarter than you, have done more things than you. That'll challenge you. that'll challenge your beliefs, that'll challenge your ideas, because in the end, a man must develop himself fully. And the only way to do that is to be challenged by your peers, the peers that have shown their resolve throughout the years. Not from anybody else. Let's be honest here. There's a lot of balloon men in this in the world. There's not a many iron warriors in the world. Okay? Most men are pussies. Most men are scared of consequences. Most men are scared to be who they are, to be warriors, to be aggressive, because from day one, since elementary school, they're teaching you that you are a deficient or dysfunctional girl. But that's okay. Hopefully you see that. Hopefully we've had a conversation and I've helped you see that being a man is not a bad thing. All right? And there's very, very few things that a man can go through that'll develop his character for the better. There's very few things. And many people have tried and failed because those few things are some of the hardest things to get through. I'm going to tell you some of them that I went through. All right? So, when I first got into martial arts, my dad put me and my brother into judo. We were wild kids. I am not even gonna lie. We were wild kids. There was a point in that judo class where all they taught us was to break fall for 6 months. Break falling is where you learn how to fall properly so you don't get hurt and how to get up properly. For 6 months before we even learned how to do a proper kazushi, which is trying to get your opponent off balance, that's what we learned, how to fall for 6 months. We did class almost 4 or 5 days a week, and that's all we did. That's the first act of discipline. Teaching somebody or teaching a man how to fall and get back up. Because most of your life, you're gonna experience falling, failing. And it's the true warriors that get back up every single time and you just keep going. And I hate to sound like a motivational speaker, but it's the truth, man. It's the truth. Each time that you fall, you need to get back up and keep going. All right, let's go. What else you got for me? Understanding that this is not forever. Understanding that this is just one level that you're gonna have to complete before you move up, before you start learning the techniques to get you to mastery. You have to get through the bullshit. You have to get through people hitting you with sticks, disciplining you. This is all part of discipline. The first pillar is discipline. The first pillar is discipline for a man. Most things you can survive. Most people don't survive because they don't hold on. Most things you can get through, man. Most things in life you can get through. Financial collapse. Everybody's leaving, you're out on the street. If you have two brain cells to rub together, you can get through anything. And I firmly believe that because I have been in some dark places in my life, man. And you just keep moving forward. You keep moving forward because that is what you're disciplined to do, because you keep moving until something good happens. And if something good doesn't happen on that certain venture, you pivot and you move in another direction, but it's all discipline. You know what I mean? I hope you guys understand what I'm saying. The next thing I learned from martial arts and how to be a warrior in the ring and in my life is the perfection of technique. When you're learning something, when you are learning something of importance, it doesn't matter what it is, whether you are in medicine, whether you're in sales, whether you're a scientist, you learn the procedures and the technique day in and day out. You train one technique, then another, then another, without skipping steps. Every single step has to be perfected. And the only way to do that is to practice each sequential movement. Because if one thing is off, everything is off. That's the same. That's true for a judo throw or a tie kick or a tie combination. If one thing is off, that combination won't land. So the perfection of one technique after the other leads you to mastery. It leads you to be an expert in your field. It leads you to be respected by others. Because if you have a certain skill and you're proficient at a certain skill that nobody else is, that's a lot of power. Knowledge is power, man. So acquire knowledge by practicing and putting your attention to the details day in and day out. Practice, get your 10,000 hours in. Fuck 10,000 hours, put 20,000 hours in. And see how much higher of a level you are than other people. See how much more proficient, see how much more desirable your skills are. And you will never run out of opportunities if you do this, guys. You will never run out of opportunities, man. Sometimes we get into ruts. And you have to have the discipline and the mastery to know that that's a rut and to have that di and you have to have that discipline and the mastery to understand that what there's an opportunity coming and for you to recognize that opportunity and to take advantage of that opportunity. And that comes with mastering your technique. That comes with mastering your craft. Put everything you have into your craft. If it's not making you money, find a job that pays your bills. Nobody ever says, nobody, everybody tells you to work with your passion, work like do something that you love. But most people don't love their jobs. So go and work the job so you can do the thing that you love on the side. Let's be realistic here. All right. Now, and another thing, grit. Pushing forward, even through the worst times. It takes discipline, it takes mastery, and it takes grit. I'm going to tell you two stories. Going to tell you a story about the Shark Tank, the gauntlet. When I was getting ready for my first fight in it was in Iowa. What they would do is we would go on runs, we would train for 2 hours, and then one person would get picked. On this particular day, it was me. It was 2 minute rounds, 30 minute rest, th a 30 second rest in between. Each person is a fresh person that you're facing. So I faced, I think it was about 10 people. Until I was gassed. But you have to survive. You have to hang on because the pain doesn't last forever. By the end, by like maybe the eighth or the ninth person, I was gassed. I could barely move. I was getting hit, but I didn't care because I was faithful in my dedication to my craft. That technique took over. And I didn't allow myself to panic because most times when things go wrong, most people panic and things go even more wrong. Things are end up in disaster if you panic. And this is what martial arts has taught me for most of my life. You keep going, you practice your technique, you get really proficient at it, and sometimes you won't win, but most that you but you can ensure that the like most of the time that you can win. You can ensure that you will keep moving forward. You will survive. A lot of the time, life is going to kick you in the face. You just have to look at it and laugh because the amount of pain that you went through to get there, the amount of grit, the amount of hours that you put in, you know, and you have that experience to know that this is only temporary. Everything in life, even life, is temporary. The only way to enjoy it is to understand, is to get through those hard times, man. Get through the hard times like a fucking samurai. Don't dishonor yourself. Don't dishonor the development. Don't dishonor the technique. Don't dishonor the discipline that you've put into your life by giving up. All right? Be a warrior, man. Be a warrior. Sounds like cliche, but be a fucking samurai warrior. Death before dishonor, bitch. Done.